A recent study conducted by the University of California, Berkeley, and the nonprofit group Next10 released a cost-benefit analysis of how California's climate policies have affected the Inland Empire's economy. This morning, we've got the first of two stories from KVCR's Isel Quapio. She spoke with the founder of Next10, Noel Perry, and UC Berkeley's Bettany Jones, one of the authors. Here's Isel's story.
As the state legislature plans to extend cap-and-trade programs in California, a study conducted by nonprofit think tank Next10 and the University of California, Berkeley, examines the net impact of California climate policies in the Inland Empire. The study focuses on San Bernardino and Riverside counties, notorious for economic and air quality challenges. Noel Perry, founder of nonpartisan nonprofit group Next10, explains how the research came to fruition.
And so we had been very interested in understanding what the impacts were of these climate policies, both negative and positive. And so we wanted to find a strong research group that could look at this data from a factual analytic perspective. And so that's why we went to Bettany and her group.
Lead author of the report, Bettany Jones, says that the Inland Empire should not be ignored when examining California's climate policies, particularly given the region's economics. Residents' per capita income is approximately $23,000. Compare that to the state average of $30,000. This places the inland region among the lowest earning metro areas in the state. 17.5% of the residents of Riverside and San Bernardino counties are living below the poverty line, compared to 14.7% of all Californians. This is why focusing on the Inland Empire is important.
And when people think of California, they might think of San Francisco or Silicon Valley, Hollywood. And it's important to look at how the rest of California is responding to California's climate policies. Have they been positive? Have they been negative? Are there lessons to learn? California is a really big state with really diverse regions with nuanced needs.
Bettany Jones says that the IE is not to be overlooked, as it has shown to be extremely important to the economy of California.
What has surprised me is sort of what I've learned about the Inland Empire, that it's a really strong and advantageous place to build renewable energy generation systems, and that, as you said, transportation is a really big issue. And as California continues on this path toward greenhouse gas reductions, addressing the transportation sector, and specifically in the Inland Empire, is going to be really key to our ability to achieve the greenhouse gas emission reductions.
Tomorrow, we will continue to hear more from Noel Perry and Bettany Jones. We'll hear more about the net benefits of the inland region regarding solar programs and cap and trade. For KVCR News, I'm Isel Quapio.
You'll hear part two of Isel's series tomorrow at 7:45 on 91.9 KVCR.